Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
The following program is rated TV MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Woohoo! Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe. What are you eating over there?
A peanut butter sandwich.
Oh my god! I don't know why.
This is like my new thing. It's like when I was pregnant. All I craved.
Wait,
I'm not. Definitely not pregnant. What do you mean? I can't. I mean, I can't.
No,
I kind of can't.
But right? Isn't your husband can't?
I mean, it would be. Oh well. I don't think any of that stuff is 100%.
Is it not?
Well, I think, no. I think that you have to go back and get, like, make sure, like, which David did. He went back and made sure, like, it's all good. You have to, like, go back, I don't know, however many weeks later jerk off.
Do you understand what happens? I mean, can we get some knowledge in here about what happens during that procedure? Like, what goes on?
I think they cut... We're like, this is like Dumb and Dumber trying to have this conversation right now.
I know
they go into the balls and they cut where the sperm goes, where the actual sperm goes into the semen, into the stuff.
So weird.
So like when, like they'll still, they still come.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same, but whatever's in there is either dead or that's those little, the guys aren't in there anymore.
Was he in a lot of pain? When that happened?
Listen.
What? Tell me. Oh my God. Was he like a baby as all men are?
Yes. I was just going to say, I'm not trying. I know people have been writing about like how I like generalize categories of people like, you know, when like men remember movies, you know, dialogue better than women, which
we're
I still believe
babies.
Is true.
I'm not saying that.
But
saying.
I definitely think that men have a lower tolerance for pain than women do. That's why we give birth. I think that sometimes it's, I mean, I'm sure it's not comfortable. I'm sure it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I would love to see like a man have a C-section and like what that's like after the C-section versus like the snipping.
I want to get that. I think we've talked about it before. The thing that you put on your stomach that makes you the man feel what it's like to have cramps, and you
what?
Can go up levels.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, we have to order it. You can go up levels. So first, you find out, like you do it to yourself, and you find out, oh, what do my cramps usually look like? And then I think it goes from 1 to 10. Mine are pretty intense, so I feel like I'm pretty far up there. And then you can try it. The man can feel what it feels like. And the majority of the men are like bending over, like they can't even fucking like stand up. Like it hurts so bad.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we should get one. We should totally do a whole thing with our men.
Can you add?
Maybe when we're in Austin.
Can you add like irritability and breast pain and back pain to that as well?
No,
and
I don't
the
think so.
And let's see what else. God, what else do we get that they don't aside from everything? What else comes with cramps that like you think a guy? Because I think when you say cramps to a man, they think like a stomach ache, maybe, or like, I don't know. Like, how can you explain what cramps feel like? Do they think it's like when they have to go to the bathroom really bad? Like that's what a cramp is?
You know,
different.
When Tom has constipation, because I suffer from that from time to time, I'm like, it's that feeling. But then now imagine like you're someone like a little, maybe a little 7-year-old is just kicking you in the stomach.
Yes. And
it's that constipation feeling. And then you're just getting kicked constantly in the stomach by a 7-year-old.
And they're like rocks, like giant, like,
yes,
like river rocks rubbing together, creating fire.
Yes. And then your armpits are sweating. Yeah. You're sweating. You can't get comfortable. Yeah. It's a big old mixture. Now let's go into childbirth. I'm so terrified. Man, I get it. If I could be a fucking dude, I probably would. If I could be a guy.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I guess I can, but like I'm saying, if I was born a man, I wouldn't be upset. Because of the shit that we have to go through as women.
But isn't it so beautiful at the same time? Like, as fucked up as it is, I know. Sorry. But you know what? There's
no,
something
totally.
Called, there's something like, and other, wonder if other women feel like this, and I'm sure men will get this too. Like, you have amnesia. Mm-hmm. Like, right after you have a child, within, I don't know, it's all those like happy hormones that your body produces that makes you not want to kill your kid, yeah, right after they're born, and like push through the tough times.
Yeah.
That I think that you forget how awful pregnancy is for some women, and you forget how fucking awful childbirth could be, because we do it again.
Yeah.
We do it again. It's like not by accident. I mean, I'm sure some women are like, I'm never doing that again. One child, yeah, I'm good. I take mine out, get yours snipped. I don't, like, I'm good. But there definitely is, because every single time, like right after Carter, I was like, remind me next time how miserable I was, not to like push for this. And then the next time, it's like, remind me next time, if there ever is a time that this was like, I was miserable. This wasn't, I mean, I don't know. Some women have these like la-di-da, oh, everything is beautiful, and pregnancy was amazing. And yeah, I wasn't
really. What do you remember from being pregnant?
Dude, I was in the middle of
someone
like
someone that is like wanting to get pregnant in the next couple of years.
I mean, I was in the middle of a fucking lawsuit during both my pregnancies. So I don't know. I mean, I was like dealing with lawyers every day, and just, you know, my pregnancy story was definitely not the fantasy that I had hoped it would been, especially after, you know, going through years of IVF. I envisioned like, you know, like, I mean, I definitely like lied around. I mean, that's for sure. Lied around and ordered pizza and, I mean, ate fucking donuts until I got diabetes, of course. And then, you know, and even the second time I was eating so well, and I got diabetes again. It's just like gestational diabetes, where you get it when you're pregnant and then when you're done. Like, there are things like, let's go back a little bit. First of all, I'm back to the beginning. I'm eating a peanut butter sandwich, which makes me remind me of when I'm pregnant, because all I wanted with Carter was ice milk, like vitamin D milk in a giant glass.
You like milk in general?
No, I haven't drank milk since then.
Weird.
But I had to have milk, 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 vitamin D milk. Ice cold in a giant glass with a straw. Like, that was the only thing that I would make David get up and go get me. It wasn't like, go get me ice cream or go get me burgers. It was like, I need milk. I need milk, and I need milk right now.
Crazy.
I didn't have heartburn or anything. That's all I wanted. And with Jagger, I wanted peanut butter. I wanted protein shakes, because I would drink this like diabetic protein shake sugar control drink. Oh, it was so good. I mean, now I don't even know if I would like the taste, but it was like protein shake with peanut butter and a banana and ice. But I was also pregnant like summer, so I was I was giant and fucking hot all the time. But one of the things that so it reminds me of this. So every day now I'm like, I want a peanut butter sandwich. Usually I want bananas on it, but so I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm craving weird shit. Oh, you know what? It's probably menopause.
Ah,
that's probably what's going on.
Let's go.
Yeah,
to
baby. Fuck.
Fuck,
dude.
Crazy.
So let's see, what the hell was I just telling you? So yes. Oh, so one of the things that I got that people don't talk about, or that I didn't know was the thing, was I got carpal tunnel in both my arms.
Oh.
So I wasn't even like swelling, but something happened in both my arms and my hands that was so painful. I used to sleep with what are they called? Like bandages, like wraps, like the carpal tunnel wraps from my fingertips to my elbows. I would have to sleep sitting up, because if I raised my hands up, both my hands would go numb. You know when like your foot's asleep and it's like pins and needles? Imagine that's in both of your hands, probably 500 times a day, your hands and your arms. So I couldn't blow dry my hair. I couldn't brush my teeth. I couldn't eat without taking a bite of my food and then putting my arm down, taking a bite, putting my arm down. Oh my God. You know what? I was a fucking trooper.
Good.
I just pushed through it. But as long as my arms were down, I would be fine. But like, I couldn't get my nails done because I couldn't hold my hand up for her to do my nails. I mean, it was like dumb, weird shit that you never talk about. And I had it after, for a few months after, where I couldn't even, I had no strength. So I couldn't undo caps. I couldn't undo their car seats. Like, oh, I mean, man. it was just such a nightmare. I even finally in my pregnancy with Jagger, I went to the doctor. I was in my fourth trimester. I felt like I was in my fourth trimester. I was in my third trimester. Uh-huh. There are no four trimesters.
Yeah.
That's how long it felt. I felt like I was into my fourth. And I went to the doctor, I went to my perinatologist and OB and said, I have to get a shot from an orthopedist in my hand because I literally cannot take care of my other child. Like, I can't do this anymore. I'm past, like, I'm going to give birth in 2 weeks, but I am going to go to the emergency room and force them to do it if you will not find a doctor for me that can do it. I just need you both to sign off that, like, it's not going to harm. Everything is good. Like, an injection, a steroid injection in my hand is not going to do anything. Yeah. And finally, my doctor was like, yes, yes, that's fine. You're way past the point of no return. Like, you're good. And it was still difficult for me to find a doctor that was willing to do it. And I only was able to do it in one hand. So oh. I don't know why they were like, we'll do it in one. And it was
which
like,
hand did you choose? your right hand, your dominant hand?
No, I think my left hand was worse. It was the one that I just couldn't use at all.
Okay.
And whichever one I wipe my ass with, I don't know. I'm not sure. That's awful.
You don't do that with your dominant hand?
I don't know which one I do it with.
You wipe your other hand?
I don't know.
Oh, like, just imagine you're on the toilet. Which hand do you go back?
Well, I have a Toto. I don't use. I know. It's like everything is like.
So you never wipe anymore, even just using that?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah, but it's like a whole process. It's like the
after. What do you mean it's a whole process?
It's like the after sex process. Like, what's your process after you have sex? Tell me exactly what. Oh, wait, he doesn't come inside of you.
No.
Oh, you don't have a process then.
I'm not trying to get pregnant. All
speaking
my
sister-in-laws
are like.
Well, you soon, one day, my friend, will have a process. Oh, I want to know what everyone's process is. And there's different processes because when you're pregnant, when you're trying to get pregnant, your process is going to be different too.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to do his thing and you're going to fucking sit on your head. Yes. You're going to put your feet over your head up against the headboard or whatever you're doing it on.
Oh,
and you're not going to move.
Night,
you're going to lift your hips.
The night of my wedding, no, people better not come knocking at our cabin.
You better have sex. You better have sex the night of your wedding.
It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to be upside down on my head.
That's what I was doing. I was doing a fucking shoulder stand. You'll do many shoulder stands. But you better have sex on the night of your wedding. You have
we will.
To.
We will.
People always say that.
I know. I know me. And I know I'm going to be so fucking happy and so turned on by Tom and how he looks and everything. I'm so sorry. Now that I know his sister-in-law's listened to this, especially Christy. I just know I'm probably going to just... At one point, we're probably going to disappear for a second. This is a quickie. This is really fast.
That's probably good because it's probably going to be the only time you're going to actually do it. You're going to be so fucking tired and drunk. You're going to be I love you. We're married. We have the rest of our lives to do. I just want to go to bed. But don't do that. I'm telling you. You have to fuck on your wedding night.
Oh, my God.
It
your
will
name's
set
gonna,
the tone
your name
for...
Your name is going to come out of my mouth while we're in our... Danielle says
weird.
We have to fuck each other.
You have to. You have to. You have to. You have to. Like, you can't.
Tom's gonna be like, what?
You can't go to bed. Tom's going to be like, yeah. You can't go to bed on your wedding night without having sex. I don't care if you're hammered and don't remember it, because I don't know if I remembered much of mine, but it was probably like 3 minutes, but it doesn't matter. Like, you have to do that and go to bed. It just ends the night.
I wonder if Gabrielle and Tay had sex on their wedding night. We just went to Gabrielle's.
How was that?
Gabrielle Stone's wedding. Oh my God, it was so cute. It was at, if you guys listened to the podcast a few episodes ago, we had Gabrielle Stone on our podcast and she is Dee Wallace's daughter. And it was at Dee's house. So it was really, really cute. Aww. I mean, like, it was, but I heard that Dee got married at the same house. So it was kind of like...
To her dad? No, not to her dad. That was way before they probably bought that house.
To her to her new husband. But it was just so sweet, like in the exact same spot. And Gabrielle had, she had like two people from her book club or whatever, like, you know, that a really big supporter. She had them doing her photos.
Oh.
Which was so great. And at the very first event that Dan, why do I keep on calling Gabrielle?
Because you love me so much.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
the first event that Gabrielle had for her first book, I went to, and she had like five or six sort of fans of the book come to be able to come. And two of the women met there. And they got married. And so those were the photographers. And I thought it was so cute. And I just found that out when Gabrielle's now, you know, posting photos from it. But it was so lovely.
What a lovely story.
It was adorable. They had In-N-Out truck, which was
amazing.
A fucking massive hit.
Perfect.
And they had tacos.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
The crazy thing is, I'm sure the In-N-Out truck costs less than these people that are charging for weddings, like wedding caterer trucks, you know? I mean, I think In-N-Out, what is it, like $5,000 for the In-N-Out truck or something like that? Or $2,600? It's not expensive. I remember wanting to get it for, I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But I remember wanting to get it for a Christmas party years ago. And I was like, dude, this is not much more than like, you know, Maria's taco truck.
Okay, no. Food nowadays is like maybe $10,000 to $11,000. It's crazy for weddings. It's insane. That's why I kind of went like the truck route with the pizza, mm-hmm. and then like now we're gonna have tacos and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, no way am I gonna do a sit down.
No, nobody cares. Nobody wants that.
$185 a head.
Nobody wants that shit anyway. Hi. Oh, Cody. Hello. Can you bring Cody when you come to Austin?
You want me to bring Cody? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I have to, like, look into that. Doesn't he have to be registered now? You have to, like, buy him a plane ticket or something.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
But, well, he used to.
Well, he would go under your seat, right? I mean, he just goes in a bag.
He's an emotional support dog, but they don't do that anymore.
Right.
They got rid of it. And it was all through Delta, which I'm flying. Cody, you are so cute.
Yeah, because I think when you go, like, we can hang out with Cody all day.
Yeah,
I mean, you can like you don't need to pay for boarding Cody. Like
what
Cody
about
can
my
come.
Two other dogs, dude.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just Cody is just.
Do we bring Django and Jax too, Cody?
No, thank you. Just Cody. Look how handsome Cody is in the back. Cody, you want to come to Austin?
We are. That might.
I know.
I'm hoping that we are able. I mean, we're obviously going to look at houses and towns near you and vice versa.
Well, look all over,
all around Austin. Mm-hmm. But I'm. I don't know. We talked to your gentleman.
Yes, our loan guy. Yes,
and I don't know.
Listen, he does miracles for David and I to be able to get loans. It was like, I mean,
yeah.
It was. He can work magic.
Maybe we'll be able to. I mean, my goal is by the end of the year, beginning of next year, I'd like to be in the house.
Yeah, by next year.
My wedding.
Oh, yeah, you will
be. Is that crazy?
You will be.
I'm hoping.
You will be.
I really am hoping. That'll be a whole other thing.
Oh, yes. I just remembered I had a crazy dream last night.
What was it?
I was meeting up with someone to have sex. But like,
slide that in there.
Wait, but because I just I don't know what you sparked a map, like spark something.
Because you want to sex with me, Danielle. It's okay.
It actually, of course. But other than that, it was, you're never going to believe who, and this person has never been in any of my dreams ever, ever, ever. And she was in my dream and I was going to have sex with her. And it was at a hotel and it was at a really nice hotel. Sherry Moon Zombie.
I think everybody would have sex with Sherry.
I've never thought of her that way. Like,
oh my God, what was Sherry wearing?
She looked exactly like how she did. I mean, of course, Devil's Rejects. Like, she was wearing jeans and a tank and was like,
Hottie,
you know,
Hotterson.
So
I think I had a massive crush on Sherry until they kind of pivoted into like my mom and dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Then that's just weird.
For a second. And I was like, oh, you're my mom. I can't have those thoughts about you.
You know, so we talked a couple of weeks ago about me wanting women like to try. And
oh, yeah.
I didn't get any direct messages.
Well, I did for you, so
you did.
That. Yeah, I wonder if
why are they too afraid to come to me?
She probably isn't. Now she's gonna slide into your DMs after she hears this.
Do I know her?
No, it's my friend Amy.
Oh,
well,
one of your
also
girlfriends.
Producer.
Okay,
no,
got
she's
it.
A producer. She's like a producer. She just produced the
Someone you know personally.
The movie that I just did. She's done like three or four of my movie productions. And she what did she say?
Okay, so it's
Amy,
someone that you know. So it's not like
I'm gonna
well,
read
I
this,
was
Amy.
Like nobody wants to have sex with me. I mean, that sounds weird.
No.
But like, no, are people too afraid to like contact me and be like, I'll do it. Fuck. But if I heard that and I was like, I would like send someone a message and be like,
okay, so Amy
girl,
said
I'm
this.
Down.
Girl, I pulled a scout. Okay, well, hold on. I'm driving down to LA from Washington State and you and your podcast are keeping me company. Tell Danielle I will happily put myself in the running for her female experience.
And can you text me her name, please?
So funny. I can't. You cannot have sex with Amy. I'm so sorry, Amy. I know you too well. I cannot do that. You need someone that I don't know. You don't know.
But don't like you need? Don't you think I need someone that I could like trust or like? What do they do? Like how to like?
I don't know.
I think
it'd be more fun with like a stranger. Like you know, doesn't really know much about you.
Oh,
don't you want that? I want.
What do you mean? Who doesn't know? Oh yeah. Okay, got it.
You
so
know
not
what I'm
like,
saying?
Oh, yeah,
like someone
yeah.
who doesn't like. You
yeah,
know,
like,
it,
yeah.
It could kind of. It could affect the bedroom. I think.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
I went.
I was somewhere. My hair is out of control right
you
now.
See
I don't know
me
what
as
is going on.
As a little child,
dude.
Now you're having sex with me. Like, what the fuck? No, we don't want any of that. We don't want
well,
any
it's
of
like,
that stuff.
It's like the guys that come up at conventions. They're like, "Oh, I used to have a crush on you." I mean, when I was your age, of course, we were both the same age, and I was like, "You used to like."
What
can it just
oh
continue?
God.
You know,
oh
I used
God.
To think you were cute. No, I know what they mean. I obviously they're not going to come up and be like, "I have a crush on you." It's
yeah.
safer to probably say, "I used to have a crush on you." But
yeah,
but I didn't get any messages from anybody, and I'm very disappointed. Watch now, I'm going to be like bombarded with
great.
Messages.
Here it comes. No, it's probably all the you know all the women are probably. That's like a man thing. Like if you were to say like, "Hey, I'm looking for a man to have to fuck." I'm sure your fucking email would have been like flooded. But with women, we're a little bit like.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think
but
a
not
lot
the
of women
kind
would
of woman
have the courage
that I,
to do that.
Oh my God. If she doesn't have the courage to message me on a DM, she's not going to have the courage to come into my fucking house and have sex with me while my husband watches for the first
well,
time.
I know. But
ever.
There's also probably a lot of women that are on here that are straight women, but have
oh,
had
that-
this fantasy, but that are just like, how do I do that? They're probably just as nervous. You
but
want
I don't
an
want a straight woman.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Tomato,
I mean,
tomato.
No. What I've hooked up with enough straight girls.
Not sex. It's still like an experience.
No, I don't want someone that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Come on. Like, what's the point?
You need to go to some lesbian bars in Austin. I don't understand. Let's go to a lesbian bar.
Hey,
we'll go to a lesbian bar.
When
oh,
you
yeah,
come
Tom's,
here.
Tom's sister said she would help you in that department. Not
wait.
But not that's what happened.
Wait.
But like be your wing woman and find you someone. She's like, we'll find her someone.
I mean, I can fucking find myself someone. I can yeah. go just listen.
Let's go to a lesbian bar. One
when
of the
you
nights.
Come into Austin? Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm there for two nights when Tom isn't. And
okay.
David will be like, David, we're going to go try to find someone for you guys.
For me. Let's get
yeah.
it straight.
Yeah, for
find someone for me.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't even
have
know the scene here, but I'm sure I'm in Austin. I'm sure there is plenty.
Oh, my God. I'm sure they're gorgeous out there. Are you kidding
plenty. But I don't like girls like that.
What do you, they're gorgeous either way. Like,
I mean,
like,
you know what? Actually, it's Austin. They're probably more of my type here than like, I think of Texas. I think of like blonde, boob,
oh, no.
like, you know what I mean? Like, I think
there
of like
some
Jessica
edgy,
Simpson.
Edgy peeps in Austin. That's why I like Austin. That's why I'm not going to fucking Dallas.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's true.
I could not.
Who was saying to me, somebody was saying something about, maybe it was you when I was first talking about it, about like if I was going to fit in here because doesn't everybody like get done in Texas, like to go out? Yeah. I was like, not in Austin. Definitely like, I think in other parts of Texas, there's more of like a, let me put my face on before I go out into the grocery store.
That's what I'm concerned about. I can't live in a place where people are done. I can't not, because I don't want to be that person.
That's so interesting. You living in Los Angeles, where it is the most superficial, fucking self-centered, all about appearance town, you're worried about coming here where nobody gives a fuck about
that
stuff.
No, but it's not that. It's only that in certain areas, and it's only that for event nights. Like, really. Like, people only care to get like that for events. Every other time, people look like...
Yeah, it's true.
Homeless.
They're like in Lululemon. Yeah.
You know, it's all workout gear here, which
I love. They're still judging you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I don't give a fuck.
Here, you know what it is here that I didn't see as much there? The women are actually in running shorts and T-shirts that say some kind of part of Texas and sneakers. Oh. Like they drop their kids off in like shorts, like Lululemon shorts and, you know, like a cute T-shirt. And they're you know... whatever, sneakers, because once they drop their kids, they're going for a run. We're in LA, they're just wearing Lululemon to go grab their coffee.
Yeah, and go
and
get
pretend
healthy
that
juice.
They work out. Yeah, exactly. They're
but
$14.
I do work out.
Of course, they're $14.
Like, girl, oh my God, Tom, he probably doesn't love, but he does the laundry. And he, I swear to God, every time I go to that laundry room, it's just stacks of yoga pants because I do yoga every day. And it's like,
I only wear.
Then I have to change into an outfit for my other workout,
which is another pair of leggings.
Yeah.
Do you have different yoga leggings versus different workout leggings that are for different exercises? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
they're all just bunched together.
Dude. My favorite and only thing that I wear is I only wear jeans when I do conventions or I go out to dinner. Other than that, I'm in the same Lululemon Align size 4, 23 or 21 inch. I'm just saying this in case anybody ever wants to send me anything or bring me anything to a show.
27 size 3.
27. There's only 2, 4, 6. So.
I know, I'm a 3.
Wait, no, it doesn't work like that in Lululemon.
Really? Oh, I don't do Lululemon. Really?
You don't?
I'm a 4.
Well, I'm a 4 too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have that big of a booty though.
Oh no, but they stretch. But they're like this big, and then they stretch.
Oh, then they stretch.
I mean, I wore them when I was. Wait, you don't have that big of a booty. So you're saying I'm bigger? I would be
a bigger size.
You've
got a bigger tushy.
Girl, you got bigger hips. No, I'm just kidding.
That's true, actually, I do. I have mine
yours
definitely
is,
on my
yours
outer
hips. Yours is curvy. Mine is
backwards.
the back.
Like the bunk, the trunk.
What the girls are trying to put in their ass to make it look like. Except mine isn't like solid. I got the best workout this week.
What is it?
I pulled weeds in my backyard. So
fancy.
Much that my fucking whole body hurts.
Will you take a yoga class with me in Austin? We'll go. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go take a yoga class. This is like sort of in the evening time. Take a yoga class and then shower there and then go to a lesbian bar and then come home.
Sure. I mean, but I want to like do. I'm gonna like be blow drying my hair in the back of fucking Core Power. I mean, I want to look cute.
You do. You do that. You. They have shampoo, conditioner, and you blow out. I know.
I've been to yoga. Remember, I owned a fitness studio. My ass just hasn't fucking worked out in forever. So that's why, like, oh my God, foam rolling, and I was like, my elbow hurts. I mean, I was out there for 6 hours. You know,
that's crazy.
Whole yard is I have acres. It's like out of control. Then I was like, I went put on overalls because I was in my leggings first. I was like, ow, I need to put my knees on the ground because the shit is fucking hard. They're like giant weeds. They're not like pink. They're like giant, like as big as me. So I was pulling, and then I put Jagger to work and he got his wheelbarrow and fucking went to town, man.
They love doing the work.
You mean Jagger? Carter doesn't want to do any of it. Fuck no. He's like, let me know when you need me to bring you a water. I pick up Jagger from school and he's like, mommy, are we going to go to work today? Are we going to go to work today? Like, he wants to go to work and go in the backyard and pull weeds. And I fucking love it.
Aww,
that's exactly.
That's cute.
I just want my, I want to graze men that women want to marry. You know what I mean?
You've got two different type of boys there that will turn into two different types of men that I think will work
for sure
very, very well for any type of woman.
See, the thing is,
the emotional one, and then you have the one who's going to like, it's like Tom, like, I'm going to get dirty and do what I need to do for you.
Yes. But how can I push those two together? Is that the problem with men in general? Like, you can't just get the best of both worlds?
No. Oh, I don't think that that works for most women. I think that's what's like, you know, like all, like a lot of my, the men that I used to date were very emotional.
Yes.
Like it's, I went with emotion.
Yeah.
And it
me
just
too.
Never worked. So now I went with like, you know, Tom has like emotion, but he's more of
like a man, like, I don't want to say a man because
well,
I don't
want to do things for you. I won't think with my emotion. I'll, you know, so that's
I'll
why it's a little bit, I'm like, I'm trying to get some of it out, but it's
more,
good that
more,
it's not.
More male than like, I hate that like, oh, like, I don't know, Carter said the other day about like, oh no, I don't want that because that's for girls. Oh, gymnastics.
Ugh, fucking hate that. I hate
that's
it.
For girls.
I
and I was like, I'm so, oh no, it was Jagger. That's gymnastics because he had little ninjas yesterday. And he was like, I don't want to do gymnastics though. That's for girls. And I was like, let me show you what it looks like when a man, male, whatever, someone that identifies as a man, does gymnastics for the Olympics. Let me show you what this can look
like. I loved
it
in gymnastics.
Love. Like there's not, and
their
swimming, it's the same thing. Oh
insane.
My God.
Insane what you can do. Your upper body strength for gymnastics is nuts.
I have no upper body strength.
I hope he does it. I think he would kill it. Jagger, I think he would kill it.
Oh my God. He's wicked strong. I
what
bought
did he
all
say?
This shit.
Like when you showed him all these videos of like.
I haven't shown him yet because we were out late last night. We went to the YMCA is where I have the boys in their classes. And then we went over to this little, this amazing Dripping Springs, Austin. I think I went you there. It's a barbecue place called Pig Pen. It's like my favorite barbecue place out here. So we were there and there were these three kids that were working there, you know, like teenagers that were with the owner. And they were trying to get some of the branches down from the oak trees that have fallen because there's. It's still a disaster here from the storm, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen it since the storm, have you?
Wait,
oh, my God.
Happened?
It's still a disaster. We had an ice storm about 2 months ago, and it just destroyed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of oak trees. I mean, we're still... If I showed you what my yard looks like, you'd be like, holy fuck. I mean, the ice just is so heavy that it just... They all broke. Like, they broke.
Oh, man.
So there's still a lot of damage that has to be done, and we were at the Pig Pen, and... There were some branches that were hanging over like the playset, you know, where the kids play. So these kids are trying to get it down for the owner because it could fall and kill you. And they couldn't get it down. So David's like, you know, I have my fucking 10-foot tree saw in my truck. Should I go get it? And I was like, yeah, go get it. So he got it. And the next thing you know, an hour later, David's still cutting down branches for the owner all around the property. And then they're talking about opening up a barbecue truck and he can use the truck, his place as a prep kitchen. And he used to be a sergeant here in Austin. Now he's retired and opens this up. So now we are totally hooked up with barbecue.
Oh my God, amazing.
David's
made
friends.
Did you guys get free barbecue that
day?
They
gave us tons of stuff.
Oh my
tons
God, amazing.
Of stuff. And they used to be, so I was like, oh my God, police and fucking barbecue. Like David's like, you know, he's so happy right now. That's like his jam. Speaking of like what men like, barbecue and I love it. So that's what we did yesterday. That's what we did yesterday. So so I did not get a chance to come back and show Jagger what men in the Olympics are, but I'm going to tonight.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. It's so
I don't want
great.
The stereotype of that's only for you and that's only for me. You know, like I don't know. That shit's gotta change. Oh my goodness, we've been chatting for so long.
I know. Do you have any? Do you have like one question?
I have a bunch of questions.
Okay, I don't know if we'll have time because you have a case, right? Or should we do the next one?
I have a long case, so let's do the case. The next one, let's do the questions and maybe a 911 if you have. If not, we can just do questions. Please hold. I'm getting them off of my telefono. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Of course,
no worries.
Would not be a normal episode unless I was going.
Hold on.
Is
I
it?
Have this. This is just like here a comment go. Of like something that we talked about because I do read the stuff that you sent on our Instagram, but that is not, if you want us to for sure read it, please send it to podcast@talkscarytome.com.
Yes.
So this says, I've been a fan of both of y'all for many years now, and Danielle was one of my first Hollywood crushes going back to the Lost Boy Scout. In preparation for y'all's live taping at Lexington Comic Con and Toy Convention at the end of the month, I've started listening to y'all's podcast, and the second episode really hit home for me with the getting over a breakup heartbreak. My ex of just over a year just up and ghosted me. There's a lot more to it than this, but the gist of it is she just cut off all communication with me and has yet to even attempt to explain why. And this was almost a month ago. Anyways, the whole blocking and deleting thing was something I needed to hear and do. I love the podcast and I am super excited to be able to listen in person. This is from Justin. Obviously, I went through all of them. I was trying to like save all of them. Yeah, man, I feel like the ghosting fad, I feel like that needs to go away. Like, we all need to be adults. If you're not interested in someone, no matter what age, just let them know.
Nobody cares.
I think it would be so much easier. And then I think we wouldn't have so much insecurity in relationships, because abandonment is a big issue.
Yeah.
We already have that with, like, some of us have it with childhood stuff. And then if you bring it into our later years with our partnership, it's just going to be worse and worse and worse.
I feel like
being honest, and don't string someone along. If you're not into it, I mean, I know I did this. I strung people along, and it didn't make me feel good. And I really, really wish that I hadn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't make you feel good being that person, and it doesn't make the other person feel good.
And this goes for men and women. Like, there's this country song, I can't think of who wrote it, but it's called I don't remember what the fucking song's called, but it's basically like, if he wanted, he would. Like, don't make up stories in your head, he or she, of why someone isn't taking you home to meet their parents, or why someone isn't introducing you to their friends, or you can't be like, oh, you know, they just got out of a relationship and they're taking their time, or...
No excuses.
People don't work like that, everybody. No. Like, newsflash, the reality is, if someone wants to, they will. If they want to call you to go to dinner, they will. That works in friendships too. Mm-hmm. If they want to hang out with you, they will. If they want to text you back, they will.
Yeah.
Like, don't sit there and make excuses for people's, you know, bad behavior, because people are selfish. Like, yeah, there's times where I'm like, fuck, I forgot. Oh yeah, by the way, Scout, yes, I forgot to message you back yesterday. But that didn't mean that I didn't want to. I was just dealing with other stuff. No, we were talking about the Patreon live stuff. Yeah. And I was like, yes, we're definitely going to do stuff for Patreon. We've got all kinds of fun stuff for our Patreon listeners.
Yeah, come April, coming up. We're gonna do another live.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Anyway, so the point is, it's like, that's the thing. If your family wants, if you want to do something, you will do something.
And you guys also need to, you know, everybody, we need to start, even in friendships, even in new relationships, we need to start taking notice of red flags. It drives me nuts. I mean, I'm a queen of that, of seeing a red flag and going, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm also saying this for myself, everybody. We really need to, like, be cautious of what doesn't serve us. We've got one life. I say it all the time. Don't waste it on people that don't deserve to be in your world, in your bubble. You know? Yep. There's so much energy out there that's, like, supposed to be in your world that'll just, like, fill up your cup. And it'll be so much better than the bullshit.
Just keep things simple, you know? I feel like it's like how I was asking David the other day about, like, wouldn't it work? Wouldn't it be with all the banks fucking going under and just a really scary time that we live in right now? And I said to him, do you know that I was around before credit cards? Like, I remember getting, like, having to figure out what a debit card was and, like, a credit card. And, like, how do you use this piece of plastic? I don't have to go to the ATM and get cash anymore. Like, it was a very new thing. And I was not that young. But I knew, like, times have moved so fast in the last decade, just the world, that it's very, very, very scary. And So anyway, so I was saying, like, wouldn't it be great if we could just go back to the way things used to be? Like, why wouldn't it work? Because, you know, money is going to be gone soon. Like, no one's like, nobody wants to take my cash. I go to the airport, they don't want to take my cash. I go to this store, they don't, we're cash free. Like, what is that? Is that, at first I thought, like, oh, it's because they want to be safe. Like, they don't want anybody breaking in because they don't have cash anymore. Like, that stops crime. And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, it's so the government can keep track of every single dollar that comes in and comes out. So anyway, you know, and a lot of that, you know, anyway, so I was like, it just wouldn't, it, could it ever just go back to the way that it was? Like, times were so much simpler then. I don't understand why we
We're so far. It's like,
we complicate everything so much.
Like, what we should have done with, like, automobiles. We should have
go back
had,
to
like,
horse and wagon.
And,
yeah.
You know, and horses. And, like, it's like, no, once that's, there's no way we can go back.
That's because
people are like, electric cars. Electric cars.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck, California.
It's like, maybe that should have been.
I mean, but also, like, people aren't dying at, children aren't dying anymore. And, like, people aren't dying at by 30. I mean, we're so overpopulated with everybody living into, like, to 100. I mean, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Modern medicine is a miracle. And it's also crazy right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so so I remember, I don't know where I was going with that story. This is what happens when we record early in the morning and I've had no sleep the night before.
Okay. What question you got over there?
Yes. So she would like to stay anonymous.
Okay.
She says, first of all, I want to say that I'm a huge fan of both of yours and I am obsessed with the podcast. I am binge listening as fast as I can. I am on episode 36, so I apologize if you've already discussed my questions. I don't mind because people come on in the beginning, you know, like, some people have been there from episode one, some people are just popping in, so we can cover a lot of stuff. This podcast has everything I love: kinky, sexy talk, relationship advice, and true crime. I can relate to you both so much, especially you, Danielle. I am married. I have two boys. They are 2 years apart. They are now 9 and 11, and I'm 4'11", so I can totally relate when you talk about short girl problems. Oh, she must have just gotten on that episode where I talked about, like, guys keep their life. Speaking of, I have found a new position that works really well.
What?
Yes.
Hey,
a new position.
Backwards?
No, but it's definitely one that I was like, where did you learn this? And he's like, I watched it. I didn't learn it. So it's reverse cowgirl, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when the guy, because I'm short, guys have to pinch their legs. Like, he has to pinch his legs together.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not comfortable because he squeezes the balls, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, if I put my legs, like, kind of like frog, like if you're in, like, the frog position, you know, like when you're doing a stretch or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, they call it. It's like a frog, right? Yeah. Underneath, and his legs are over. It's almost like, I don't even know how to describe what it is.
So his legs are over your shoulder?
No, I'm reverse cowgirl. No. So he's laying on his back. My back is towards his, backwards.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, me straddling his hips, he's opening up his legs, his hips.
So he's
and
just
then
like split,
he's spread and
Magoo.
then my legs are tucked underneath his knees. And you lean forward.
Interesting. And why is that better? Did it feel better?
Well, his balls aren't crushed.
Okay. So for the
I can get more movement because I'm laying forward and kind of moving forward instead of trying to go up and down.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
it also
that
depends.
Hurts my knees. I can't do it.
Can't do it. But
it's
if you're leaning on your knee on your elbows.
Instead of I said this, never mind.
Tell me. Say
no,
it.
I won't say it.
Dude, I just talked about a new position about crushing David's balls.
Something on his penis.
Yeah.
He was trying some stuff.
A cock ring or like a lube,
like just
something.
Like sensation stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God.
I don't like that stuff.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Did you have burned vagina?
It's okay. I mean, but I told him afterwards. I was like, no more. I was like, I can't even feel my fucking vagina.
Was it,
like,
hot or cold?
It was hot.
Oh,
I was like, this is awful. But anyways, I went to give him a blowjob beforehand. Oh.
And it tastes like hot tamales.
It was awful. And then I just, like, looked up at him and I'm like, did you put something on your dick? He's like, yeah. I was like, my mouth is, like, numb. I was like, I can't do anything here.
It's a hot tamale is my favorite candy. I love that spicy cinnamon stuff.
I was like, Don't do that.
Well, that's like an easy way to get an infection too, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't want that shit up there. Like, we can't get it out.
To like last longer because like if they feel that sensation or whatever, but it's like, ugh, we don't need it. We don't need
it. That's why the for her pleasure shit, you're like,
10 minutes. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
At least I can feel you. Rather than being numb and then it hurting when you pee, I was like, this
Oh, yes. And it lasts for like 4 hours after.
Yes.
You're like, when is it going to go away? Yeah. At least a guy. See, here's the thing, men, that you can wash your dick off.
Yeah.
We can't get it out from the inside. Oh, yeah. So we didn't talk about our prep, our after prep.
Yeah.
Our after prep. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. And I'll get back to your question. Sprays in there, so maybe you're
toilet,
fine.
It fucking it oscillates and circulates and fucking blows it dry, and it's I mean, all it needs to do is spray it with like some, you know, yummy lush scent spray afterwards. Okay, so anyway, so I'll go back to her question. My husband and I have been together for 15 years, married for 12. When we were first dating, I totally played the cool girl and I swallowed when I was giving him head. That is the one and only time I have ever done it. I know he loved it, but it made me gag. It was so gross and it makes me nauseous to even think about doing it again. But I love my husband and he loves to please me. He's the only man that has ever made me orgasm from going down on me too. Okay. So I want to please him back. My question is, how do I get over this physical aversion to swallowing? I give him head often, but if he is about to come, I stop and then we just have sex so he can finish.
Huh. I don't know how you get over that. If you don't like the taste, you don't like the taste. I don't know. That's... I mean,
it all tastes different, but none of it tastes like,
I'm trying to think of like,
good,
like there's any cum that I tasted that was like awful, like where it was like, oh, he goes out of here.
If she's only had it done once, I think it's just, here, how about this? Just let him try different things. Let him eat different things and different types of fruit. Like, obviously,
pineapple,
don't go have like fucking
apple,
you know, sushi or whatever. But have fruit and see if that does it.
I wonder if he eats a lot of meat. Because I have noticed like when men eat like just like meat diet, it's not
gross.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Have him just like fucking have a bunch of like fruit smoothies.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
he's gonna be tooting.
Every single time it tastes different. So, yeah. And why do you have to swallow it?
It's like, also probably
maybe he just wants to come in her mouth. Does she have to actually swallow it?
But I think he probably thought it was a turn on that she did. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it makes for a better cleanup. Like, it's like whatever.
Oh, really?
Well,
I just go to the bathroom
run
and spit it out.
The fucking toilet. That's sexy. That's really sexy. So gross. So good.
Listen, when Tom starts coming inside of you, you're gonna have to run for the fucking toilet anyway. So what difference does it make? You got to go in there and get it all out.
Oh,
you know?
My god. No.
And you're gonna want to pee. I mean, don't you pee right after you have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. You're going in there
to
pee.
Run.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't have to run. You're just going to get it's going to drip out along the floor on the way.
Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. That is so gross.
Oh,
why
it is disgusting.
Why am I so traumatized by that? Oh,
I know.
God.
So you have trauma around it, too. Have him eat different things and just try and ask him if it's really about him coming in your mouth or swallowing. Like, no guy wants to almost come from a blowjob and then have sex and come inside. Like, you don't want to pause it and stop right there. Like, let him finish. But that doesn't mean that he has to, like, you can also just pull him out
or
and jerk him off on you. Or,
yeah,
like, you don't have to put it inside.
Like, take your mouth off and, like, jerk him off the rest of the way.
Yeah, as long as your, like, mouth is there or, like, your face is there, maybe that would suffice if he's looking to, like, kind of have that.
You could, like, lick a little bit of, you know, the head while it's going. Whatever.
Yeah. Just clear. Got it. But then she's asking for it, dude.
Then it's like porn star style.
Well, I was like, it's going to go from, wait a minute, girls. You told me not to let to pull out, not let him come in my mouth. Now he's come all over my face.
I think you need to have the conversation. Be like, hey,
what is it? Yeah.
Like, it makes me, this is what happens, but I want, what is it about it that makes that, you know?
Oh, and if it was one time, you got to learn to like close your throat. Like maybe she had her throat open. That's probably what it was. Maybe she had like her mouth open, her throat open. It went down her throat.
No, like just have like bad gag reflex. I think that's what it is. Like some people just can't. Like, you know, I watch all those Fear Factor shows and I'm like, I would fucking rock those.
No, dude. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, because I can't.
I can do it.
Even the smell of like ketchup.
The smell? No.
That's
if
old.
I smell it? No.
But how can you eat it and not smell it?
Go through your mouth.
Oh, see, I can't even eat seafood because the smell, it makes me want to throw up. Like, I can't get it near me. I can't stand it. I literally can't stand it. So I can't imagine like then eating something like that. It's fucking disgusting.
Crazy. Should I do a 911 call?
Yes, please. I hope that helps you guys. We've been very informative today on this episode.
I love it.
You guys are going to try a new position. I'm going to get direct DMs. What else is happening?
she's really wanting those, guys. No, you know, you asked for it. Now it's
I'm just curious.
Happen.
I'm just curious.
All right, I don't know what this is, but let's. Hopefully, you can hear.
Hopefully,
it.
Hopefully, this new system
here works.
We're working on this, guys. We're still a work in progress, as we will always be.
Just us for sure. All right.
One, what's your emergency?
I'm dead. I think I'm dead. Oh, time's going by really slow, and my heart's beating backwards.
I can't hear anything.
What
it's probably
makes
going
you
into
think
the
your heart's beating backwards?
So, well, normally it goes goop boop, and now it's going boop goop.
Are you having any other symptoms?
I can see sounds. I can hear colors. I forgot how to shit.
Sir, have you taken any illegal substances?
No! I just ate a brownie that a drug addict gave me, but that ain't got nothing to do with my emergency.
And what's your emergency, sir?
I measured my butt crack 3 times, and it was longer each time.
I can't literally hear zero. Like, I don't hear anything.
There's like 17 more brownies on that plate. I'm gonna finish them off and call you back.
I really fucking hope that that was legit.
Of course, one that's amazing. I couldn't hear one single word of.
I love this. It was this fucking guy, this like country dude calling 911 because he ate like a brownie that he found. He was like, "Are you on any substances?" He's like, "No." He's like, "I just found a fucking brownie that a drug addict gave me." Blah blah blah. And he's like, "Well, what's the problem?" He's like, "That's not the problem. The problem is I measured my butt crack and I got different measurements each time."
Is that real or is that like a Howard Stern spoof?
I don't know, but it's so funny. Oh my God, I hope you guys all had that on loud.
Oh God.
Oh my God, it was so good. Well, it's playing into the Zoom, so I know our lovely folks
there
you'll
will be able
to
hear
that
it.
Pristine.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's shit like that just makes my day, man. It really does. That's
because
so
he's high.
I mean,
he's probably
you have bad come downs. Oh, I do. I have bad come downs from.
No,
from
I don't have any bad come downs. I'm telling you, and I'm like Miss Paranoia about that stuff. No, I don't have any bad. I've never. Oh, I swear I can see into the future when I'm high. I have like questions are answered in my mind that I would not get the answer to if I was sober. Cody's looking at me like,
Cody's
what
like,
the fuck?
Bitch, please.
I'm telling you, I am.
Am I going to get a girlfriend soon?
I see things like when I am high, I literally like I'll think of questions. And next time I get high, I will write down stuff because I had. Yeah,
I swear
I
we
see
should
shit.
Get high and record one of these podcasts.
Well, come when you come here. Can we do it?
But like it has to be like that first night. Well, we have guests, so we can't get.
No, we can do one. We can do one night that we don't
we
have a guest.
We should do it for the Patreon episode.
Okay, we could do that. Let's do it. Okay.
Guys, don't judge us.
I took a half a gummy before we started the show. That's why I can't remember anything right now.
Yeah,
Are you kidding?
But like me, I'm a vegetable. I'm like, meh, and then I'm
it
just
depends
like laughing.
On what I get. It depends on what I give you.
Girl, you don't know me. Girl, you don't know me.
But is
with
it,
drugs.
Do you want sativa? Do you want a, but there's different types of strains of stuff. Like, I know for me, like, one pill.
What would you do if I am in the corner freaking out in
your
house?
You're not going to be.
But see, this is what I'm saying. But what would you do if that
happens? Trust me. I've been that girl so many times growing up.
Because that is me every time I smoke anything. Anybody gives me anything.
But I don't smoke. I don't smoke.
Or not smoke, but like edibles. Edibles are like my downfall.
No,
smoking,
I'm telling you.
I have like a little bit more control, I feel like.
I'm telling you, I would, have you ever micro-dosed? I would give you like a quarter of a five.
We'll do shrooms.
She wants to fucking do shrooms and you're worried about me. I'm worried about giving you 2 milligrams of fucking indica hybrid. Like, come on.
You gave me some weed when I was there last time, like a gummy. And I literally was like, I went into the bedroom and just like hid under the cover.
What? No, I didn't.
Yeah. To help me sleep.
I don't think I gave you it. I did?
Yeah, you gave me a little baby thing. Yes.
Oh, my God.
To help me go to sleep.
Well, I'll give you a different. Well, I won't give you one that makes you go to sleep. I'll give you one that you'll have the giggles. You just got to stay out of the cabinets because whatever I've been taking lately has made me want to eat my face off.
We'll get some barbecue and then we'll set up a station.
Dude, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do. We should do a photo shoot.
Hi.
Stoned. I mean, I thought just me and you. We should take new pictures anyway because they're fun.
Oh my God, so many people are requesting that we do
new stuff.
A photo shoot. Like, I guess that you did something from all classics of films.
Oh yeah, my calendar. Yeah, last year's calendar.
I don't know what that is. So people have been requesting that we do one together.
I just
and
did.
I'm like, what
okay,
is
I'll show
this
you.
Fucking calendar?
Okay, got it.
Like I guess serial killers are together or something. I don't know. I was like, what is
okay?
This
interesting.
It's so interesting.
We could do different final girls. Like different, you know.
Cool.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I think we should get high.
No, I want to dress
and then
up
I
as a
think
sexy
we
Michael
should
Myers,
we should do each
shirt.
Other's makeup and hair. And then
oh my God, yes. I can dress up as Michael, a sexy Michael, and then you can dress up as a sexy Laurie Strode.
Yes, there we go.
Everybody's fantasy. Oh, guys, thank you guys so much for this
thank
episode.
Thank you for listening
Cody
to our craziness.
Is over it.
It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Please join our Patreon.
On a Tuesday.
We have amazing stuff coming up this month for Patreon. And as well as send your questions, your sex questions, your love advice, your true crime stuff to podcast@talkscarytome.com.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.